1975, and we're at the home of Kenneth Roos, 318 Archmount Avenue. Kenneth, some information about some things that happened a number of years back, and we're going to ask him to tell us about them now.
My name is Kenneth Roos, and I graduated from what is now Western Michigan University in 1926, where I had the privilege of competing on athletic teams coached by Buck Reed and Judd Himes. Upon graduating from Western, I spent the next 7 years teaching and coaching athletics in Decatur and Van Ecks, Michigan. In June of 1933, my wife Pauline, my daughter Peggy, and I moved to Parchment, where I was to teach, to take a teaching position in the fall. At that time, Parchment had but one school building, which was located on North Riverview Drive with grades K through 10. Mr. King and Mr. George McDonald were superintendent and principal at that time. Upon arriving in Parchment, we found that the community house was a center for most community activities. Mr. Kennelberger, president of KVP Company, with the help of key personnel, was developing religious, welfare, social, and recreational activities for KVP employees and the residents of the Parchment area. In the spring of 1935, Mr. Kennelberger heard that gangs of youngsters were hanging around street corners, occasionally getting into mischief. Uncle Jake, as he was known to the town, called in a dozen youngsters, asked, "How would you like to earn some money during summer vacation?" Out of this meeting, three youth organizations were developed: the Homeworks Corporation for boys 15 to 18, the Junior Furniture Company for boys 12 to 15, and the Junior Girls Baking Company for girls 14 to 18. The Homeworks Corporation elected their own officers, kept their own time cards, balanced their books, and divided their earnings as to the number of hours each worked. Headquarters for the group was at the barn in Kennelberger Parks, which was also headquarters for the adult maintenance crew for park and city streets. The work schedule for this group included Kennelberger Park maintenance, sweeping city streets, cleaning storm sewers, yard work on KVP property, washing automobiles, mowing lawns, washing windows, weeding gardens, constructing park benches, and many other jobs. The boys were paid at the rate of 40 cents per hour. Most of the boys worked a 40-hour week. The Junior Furniture Company followed much the same pattern in this organization as that of the Homeworks Corporation. Their main objective was to make items in the school shop and sell them to people in the community. This group worked under the supervision of a manual arts teacher from Kalamazoo Public Schools. Materials were furnished from KVP's woodworking shops that had scrap lumber that was usable for their projects. Items made and sold by this group were window screens, clothes props, hose reels, tow ropes, porch chairs, and many other items. The Junior Baking Company operated out of the community house kitchen under the supervision of Mrs. Frances Roethlisberger. The girls made and sold thousands of pies, cakes, rolls, cookies, and prepared one meal a week for a luncheon club and gave several ice cream socials. Uncle Jake's summer works program for the youth apartment proved to be very popular and received national publicity in the August 1941 issue of the Reader's Digest magazines under Articles of Lasting Interest. Title to the article was, "These Youngsters Make Vacations Pay," with subtitle of "Uncle Jake Showed These Michigan Boys and Girls How to Handle Small Services in a Big Way." I was very happy to have been in charge of the boys program, as the boys received good on-the-job training as well as making money. They also contributed a great deal to the community as a workforce. Besides Mr. Kennelberger and myself, there were several others who contributed a great deal to the program by serving on the Junior Works Program Committee and also helping the boys and girls with their daily programs. These people were Francis Roethlisberger, George McDonald, Glenn Stewart, Burt Crook, Jake DeLoof, Andy Beam, Forrest Christie, Reverend Mr. William Hellriggle, and Charlie Gibbs. George McDonald also served as homework supervisor for the first year of this organization.
Okay, Ken, that's very interesting. Some of us that did work in that organization, lived here during that period, can remember the boys working, and I had a son that spent a good many hours over there and did him a lot of good. Ken was also involved in some of the recreation program that was carried on in the community during those earlier years, and we'd like to have him review some of those activities.
This was the recreation sports program for KVP company employees and residents of the Parchment area. I promoted and developed the program in 1935 and directed and supervised it until 1948. In the spring of 1935, I discussed with Mr. Jacob Kendelberger the possibility of developing a recreational athletic program for KVP employees and residents of the Parchment area. With Mr. Kendelberger's approval, I organized a 6-team interdepartmental softball league, which included a team from the village of non-KVP employees. This was the start of a very extensive program, which in its peak years included the following activities. Winter sports included 1, 22-team bowling league, 2, 8-team basketball league, 3, 2 badminton leagues for men, 4, a mixed doubles racket club, which included badminton, ping pong, and pool, 5, ping pong team for men, which competed with teams from other industries. All of the above activities were carried on in the community house gym except bowling. Bowling alleys used during this period were Recreation, YMCA, and the Masonic Lanes. The summer program included the 24 men's golf league, which played at Millen Park. 2, 4-team baseball league. 3, 8-team softball league. 4, KVP Company City League baseball team. 5, KVP City League men's softball team. 6, KVP City League girls softball team. 7, KVP trap and skeet club. 8, tennis, horseshoes, pitching, and archery were unscheduled activities in which the participants arranged their own competition and playing time. Special summer activities included exhibition baseball games with the Detroit Tigers, St. Louis Cardinals, Chicago Cubs, House of Davids, and the Kansas City Monarchs. They also had donkey softball games between KVP and Southern softball teams. During the school year, junior high students had badminton and ping pong leagues for both boys and girls. They met from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. every Monday evening in the community house gym. During the summer months, there was a supervised playground for both boys and girls and also the adults at the community house playground. The school also had a well-rounded interscholastic program that included basketball, baseball, track and field, and touch football. With a merger of KVP Sutherland Paper Companies, most of the adult programs disappeared, while the school co-program has kept pace with the times.
That's the end of that. That's a report. Well, to me, it's very interesting to go back and think about some of the things that took place a good many years ago. We're kind of apt to forget some of the things until we are reminded of them again, and having participated in some of the activities, this review has been most interesting, and I want to thank Ken for giving his thought to this and the time for recording it, and we'll use this information in connection with next year's Parchment celebration of the bicentennial. This is Joe Sweet signing off.